Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, brought to you by Business West and Living Local, sponsored by People's Bank.
Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS, and I'd like to introduce your host of Business Talk. He's editor and associate publisher of Business West. Here is George O'Brien.
Okay, welcome everyone to another episode of Business Talk. Happy to have you with us. We have a terrific show for you today. We're going to get to it in just a moment, but first we need to hear an important message from our sponsor, People's Bank.
Thank you for listening to the Business Talk podcast, sponsored by People's Bank, bringing you the best in business experts, entrepreneurs, and evangelists. Make Business Talk your innovation break for ideas and inspiration. People's Bank, where commercial banking can fuel your growth and make work life easier. Member FDIC, DIF Equal Housing Lender. Bank at peoples.com/business.
Okay, we are back. As I said, we have a terrific show for you today. We have with us Gene Cassidy. He is the president and CEO of the Eastern States Exposition. How are you today, Gene?
I'm doing great, George. Happy Monday to you and all the listeners.
And happy to you too. Thank you for having you on our show. Always a pleasure. I think we had you on last year. Much different circumstances than this year, and we're going to get to that in a minute. We want to talk today about the Big E. It is now officially, well, you probably have one of those countdown the day calendars in your office. You could probably tell me exactly how many days away it is, but in any case, it's getting close. So we're going to talk about what's coming up for the Big E, but we also want to talk about the business of the Big E and the whole fair business in general and the whole sector that you're in, and most especially that word, we've heard it so many times over the last 2 years, normal. And whether we're getting closer to something approaching normal as we knew it, perhaps all the way back in 2019. So start in there anywhere you want. Let's just start with what the last couple of years has been like and what 2022 has been like, the first now 7 months and a couple of weeks.
Well, thank you, George. You know, like so many businesses and individuals, maybe even families, you know, COVID was a horrible challenge for all of us. You know, the Eastern States was shuttered in 2020. It was a very, very difficult time for us. And I can't exaggerate, you know, being the CEO of an organization like this that survives by its annual fair. Our survival every day was in question. As things worked through 2020, we were able to do some innovative programming, basically just to sort of keep our staff employed. You know, we had food drive-throughs. We had a drive-in for a while, and we were able to keep our folks, many of them, on the payroll. One of the most important things we did, actually, though, had nothing to do with our own staff. It was trying to create opportunities for our business partners who were also on the ropes, keeping them engaged and giving them opportunities to sell food or, you know, have an outlet for their product. It was very important in the agriculture industry. We were able to produce many events and opportunities for the agriculturalists to be on grounds so they could create their markets, which was very helpful to them. Then, of course, we got into the government relief as we entered 2021. And the Eastern States, along with one of our partners in production, a Mellowship Entertainment run by John Giuliano and Elise Petruska, and myself, we were able to play a very important role in the development of SVOG, which is the Shuttered Venue Operators Grant, which was paid to facilities like the Eastern States. Also here in West Springfield, the Majestic Theater was a beneficiary of an SVOG grant. A gentleman by the name of Michael Strickland, an attorney down in Nashville, he happens also to own a very large entertainment lighting company called Bandit Lights, and is responsible actually for lighting virtually all of the theater district in New York. But Attorney Strickland and a group of business people, including John and I, played a role in the development of this. And ultimately, our Congressman Richard Neal was very instrumental, and the grants were paid across the country. So having been a recipient of that really helped Eastern States. And, strangely, we went through the tumult and the trying times of COVID and didn't know from one day to the next if we were going to be able to pay our electric light bill. And then suddenly there was the windfall of the grant, and it sort of made COVID go away. But we learned a lot, and I wouldn't want to go through it again, but it certainly was an experience. I think that if you got through it, and I know many people didn't, actually some very close friend of mine, but if you got through it, you were stronger for it.
Talk about last year's show quickly, because I want to move on to this year. Last year's show was not quite the same as many of the biggies in the past, and you were producing it under difficult circumstances, and it was kind of touch and go right up until maybe even a few days before as to whether they would be masked, whether it wouldn't be masked, would be able to go ahead and do it. Different kind of show, but it had great attendance, and everything worked out for the best. So,
yeah, I'm laughing as you pose your question to me, because it surely was, and again, very trying times. There was a lot of competing science, if you will. There was a lot of competing opinions. If we didn't produce a fair in 2021. 2 years closed, that would have been the end of the Eastern States Exposition. So we had no choice but to go forward. And we did so trying to be very careful and being cognizant of people's concerns. And interestingly enough, we have set in the past decade 8 attendance records. So the fair has grown very dramatically in the past decade. And in fact, 2021 was the third largest fair we produced. So we didn't set a new record. However, in a decade of records, it ranked very high, third in terms of our history. So our fair consumer was very, very supportive. We're very lucky. And the town of West Springfield is a well-managed community. The mayor, Reichelt, and his city councilors do a marvelous job in this fabulous community. And the same can be said for Springfield as well. We got a great deal of support from our greater Springfield region, and we had a smashing fair. And this year, I expect it to be even bigger. In anticipating a fair that could have been very compromised by attendance in 21, we took some steps to try to decrease the production expense. So I think by and large, the fair-going public, was forgiving. They recognized we were just coming back from COVID. But by golly, in 2022, our show is going to be bigger than ever. And I encourage people to visit thebiggie.com. You can see what our lineup is. We've got a terrific lineup of great entertainment that crosses all genres. For squares like me, who still like to listen to the American Songbook and Andy Williams and Frank Sinatra, all the way up to the most current music available.
Interesting. Well, we'll talk about this year's show in a couple of minutes. Let's talk about 2022. For a lot of businesses, you mentioned the benefits of government assistance and how it was able to basically nullify the effects of COVID. For 2022, there's no net. There hasn't been for businesses in most all sectors. There just hasn't been that PPP. There hasn't been that kind of support. So it's been a kind of different kind of operating environment, especially since we're now being hit with a sagging economy in some respects. There's talk of a recession. Gas prices are going up. It's been a difficult year. What has 2022 been like? And has it been normal as we know it?
Yeah, George, you hit upon something obviously very key. It's on everybody's mind. 2022 is very difficult because many partners of ours at the Eastern States, both local partners as well as national partners who we rely on to produce the fair, or we rely on them to be here to food vendors and product sales or craft people. Many of them did not make it through COVID. We at the Eastern States and many of us in the fair industry have had to, do a lot of hand-holding. We've had to create mechanisms by which partners in this business could survive. We've had to kind of bend rules and create opportunities in order to get them back on their feet. And, we have, as you know, we talk about the fair because that's the granddaddy of events. I mean, it's the third biggest event that happened in North America last year. And for us, it generates over 85% of our operating revenue in 17 days. But there's a lot of other things that we do that, in terms of materiality level to the Eastern States, well, they may not be terribly material, but they have a material impact on our greater Springfield economy. So those are events that are produced here by others for which we are their landlord. And that includes big events like the International Tool Show or a camping event or a sportsman show or things like that. And, or the home show, for example, it's another one that's very important to our contractors and craftsmen throughout the region. So getting them open and getting them on their feet was a priority for us. The impact that all of those folks have on all of us makes a difference. Makes a huge difference in the tax base, in the Commonwealth. Makes a tremendous difference in terms of how many people are employed throughout Hampden County. And so 2022 has been a challenge. The Eastern States, most people may not remember or be aware, we're a public charity, we're a not-for-profit organization, so we're not driving dollars to return to our stockholders dividends. There's we're here to keep our facility in the best condition we possibly can, and but we're here to drive the economy, and so our role is a little different than many businesses, and we take our noble role very seriously.
Okay, you're listening to Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. We're talking with Gene Cassidy. He is the president and CEO of the Big E. We've been talking about this year's show a little bit. We've been talking about the fair industry and the entertainment industry in general, which leads us to now. The fair is still 2 months and a couple of days away, and fair season hasn't really kicked into high gear across the country. I know most of the big shows are coming up next month. What are you hearing out there? What is the industry saying about what we can expect this year, given those gas prices, but also the conflicting force of people just wanting to get back on with their lives after taking all of 2020 off and most of 2021 off?
Well, interestingly, and you hit upon something here, that the larger fairs in the country will be kicking off in the next couple of weeks, and all fair managers are concerned about the number of employees. We're having a hard time finding workers. In our case, we are a little bit unique in the industry because we retain over 95% of our workforce from one fair to the next, which is very key in a market such as the one that we're experiencing these days. But that's a big concern industry-wide. And, gasoline prices, that's every fair manager's concern because, if people need to economize, they're not going to drive the distance. And, the bulk of our attendance comes from within about 100 miles. And, you worry about people cutting down expenses by not making the trip if they're coming up from Southern Connecticut or the other New England states. So that obviously is a big concern. However, I can speak to the fact that our advanced ticket sales for 2022, as we speak today, are about almost 20% ahead of 2019. And I use 19 as a benchmark because 21 was a little different year. And 2019 was a record-setting year for our attendance, actually. So that tells me that people, they like the product, they want to come. And, you know, I have to keep our fingers crossed about, you know, the price of gasoline. But as you had mentioned, the bigger fairs, they'll be opening up. Indiana opens up at the end of this month. Wisconsin at the first week of August. Iowa, second week of August. And Minnesota, which is the fair we like to chase. Minnesota opens up on August 25th. And just a bit of trivia for your listeners' pleasure. The very first president of the Eastern States was a man named William Simpson. And he was attracted to the Eastern States in 1916 by Mr. Brooks, the founder. And Mr. Simpson had been the president of the Minnesota State Fair. So Minnesota and the Eastern States compete with each other. And on a normal year, Minnesota ranks number four and we rank number three, but we beat them last year. And so that was a big deal. So it was 100 years in the making.
Okay, good for you. All right, now I'm going to let you do what you do best. And that is tell us a little bit about this year's fair and who we have on tap. I know Leonard Skinner is coming. Who else do we have on tap?
So, you know, one of the big names we have closing the fair this year, George, is Leonard Skinner, who you mentioned. That'll be a lot of fun. It's gotten a lot of attention, especially for guys who are our age. But they continue to be a materially important musical group in the industry. But we've got Dropkick Murphys, Brantley Gilbert will be on stage. Nelly will be appearing, kind of a throwback. He's a great talent who's made a big rebound. Sublime with Rome will be here. Chase Rice, a great country act as well. That's something fun to talk about. And, you know, then we've got great new foods. We did something different this year whereby we polled our fair patrons and we asked them what they liked, what they would like for food. And we got some very interesting responses. Apparently, people like noodles. There were no noodles at the Big E. People like regular sized donuts, and we only had the mini donuts. So we expanded those offerings.
All right. So we got noodles, we got donuts, we got Leonard Skinner. Looks like we got a lot going on.
Tons of things. And we got a lot of things going on this week too, actually. The beer garden opened up this past week and in Storyton you know, that's a fun thing. And our Irish folks, our friends from Dingle, Ireland, you know, West Springfield and Dingle are sister cities. And Dingle will be back in full force for this year's fair. So I'm very happy to invite our Irish friends back to West Springfield.
All right. Looks like a great show coming up. Gene, thank you for coming on, being with us today and sharing everything that's happening with the Big E and the industry. We really appreciate it. Good luck to you this year.
Thank you, George, and thanks to all your listeners.
Okay. Thank you to all of you for tuning in. This has been another episode of Business Talk, a podcast presented by Business West in partnership with Living Local and sponsored by People's Bank. I'm George O'Brien, the editor of Business Talk. We'll see you next time.